Well, good morning, everybody. This morning is graduation Sunday, like has already been said a few times. Later this service, we are going to honor our graduates from high school and college, and we are just super, super excited for our graduates. On a Sunday like this morning, it's really, really easy to get into this mindset that this message is not for me. It's easy to get into this mindset that this message is for graduates because it's graduation Sunday. It can be easy to get into this mindset that this message is for students because the student minister is preaching. And it can be easy to get into this mindset where you say, man, I really hope they're listening. But here's what I want to say is that this morning, God has something to speak into your mind and your heart. God has something to say to you. And as I thought about what I wanted to share with you this morning, I really wrestled with coming up with this idea. I sat in my office and I made lists of ideas and I made lists of scriptures and I thought and I thought and I thought, and my thought just kept coming back to this idea. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. Our family is not having a huge garden this year, but we did plant four or five little tomato plants right outside our front door in our flower bed. Our youngest two, Tate and Luna, absolutely love picking cherry tomatoes off of the vine and just eating them like crazy over the summer. So we planted a few of those, and I brought with me today a cherry tomato seed. And you can barely see it. It's just right there, super small. But I brought this with me today because when you put this seed in the ground, it is going to do one thing. It is just going to do what seeds do. It's going to do exactly what it was created to do. Once it's in the ground with the right nutrients and the right soil, it's going to shoot down some roots, and it is going to put up a stem and some leaves. And the interesting thing about seeds is that when the tomato plant in this situation is about this tall, if you go to a nursery or you plant some seedlings at home, you can often see the remnants of what is left of the seed sticking off the end of one of the leaves. And shortly after you see that, the seed falls off the plant, has blown away, and it has served its entire purpose, shooting down some roots, putting up a stem, and shooting off a few leaves. It's done. It served its purpose. What this seed doesn't realize that in serving that small purpose, it creates things that it thought it would never create. It has an impact that is far beyond anything that it ever considered being such a small seed. It would never imagine that in a few months, it can create a plant that is 8, 10, 12 feet tall if staked up correctly. It would never imagine that in a few months it can be creating hundreds, perhaps thousands of tomatoes. It would never imagine that in a few months there are going to be four kids that are just super excited to pick and eat tomatoes off the vine. And it accomplished all of this just by doing what seeds do. And just as this little seed will accomplish more than it ever imagined it could, when we serve our purpose, we accomplish more than we ever thought possible. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul begins talking about our purpose for God, our purpose for being on this earth. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says this: instead, we are God's accomplishment. Some translations say workmanship. Some translations say masterpiece. We are God's accomplishment, created in Christ Jesus to do good things. God planned for these good things to be the way that we live our lives. I love the way that Paul describes the fact that we truly do have a purpose for being on this earth. God created us for this purpose. And when God steps back and he looks at you and he looks at me, he says, wow, what an accomplishment. What an incredible creation that I have created. And what's beautiful is he didn't just create us and then just put us up on a shelf and leave us alone to collect dust and do absolutely nothing with the rest of our lives. No, he created us. He's amazed by us. We are this incredible accomplishment by God, but he created us to do good things. And I love what Paul says next. He planned for those good things to be the way that we live our lives. Paul continues in his letter in Ephesians into chapter 3, and he comes back to this idea of purpose. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he says, "Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by his power at work within us." Now, here's what's interesting about the way that we read Scripture today and the way that the first century church read Scripture. The way that we read Scripture today, it's broken down into chapters and verses. So one day we may read Ephesians chapter 2, and then we take a little break, and we come back to it later, and we read Ephesians chapter 3, and they're very separate things. But in the early first century church, what would have happened is this would have been a letter that was sent to a church in Ephesus. And so they would have received this letter, and they would have been like, "Hey, everybody, gather around, gather around. We just got a letter from Paul. Let's read it all together, and we'll gather around. I'm going to read it out loud, and then we'll discuss it all together." And it was read in its entirety. Now, a beautiful thing happens when we start to read letters and books in their entirety. There are parts that connect that don't necessarily connect when we separate the chapters. And I think that as the people were reading this letter for the first time, and as they began to discuss it, they would have connected these two points where Paul talks about our purpose. And it's this beautiful thing where they connect, where it says, we are God's accomplishment. We're created to do good works. And God has already planned these things to be the way that we live our lives. And then, glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine, when he is working within our lives. The way we live our lives, when God works in our lives, creates this opportunity to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine. God's purpose for each of us, when he is working his purpose in our lives, is this incredible moment where we live our daily lives and we allow God to work through us, and he is able to do more than we could ever ask or imagine. It's this beautiful moment of purpose. And just like this tomato seed will do more than it could ever think just by doing what tomato seeds do, we accomplish our purpose and can do more than we could ever imagine just by being who we are, who we were created to be, and allowing God to work in our daily lives. And God does this incredible work that is far beyond all we could ask or imagine. And so the big question that comes out of this is, great, I have a purpose. Awesome. What do I do with that? And the question that comes is, all right, what is my purpose? How do I live it out? Did Jesus ever say anything about purpose? Like, what does Jesus say about purpose? What is our purpose? How do we live it out? And what does Jesus say about our purpose? In Matthew chapter 22, the religious leaders are trying to trap Jesus. And they're trying to ask him all these questions so that no matter how he answers the questions that they're asking, they can look at him and they can go, no, Jesus, you remember when you said this? These two things, they don't go together. You must be wrong. And Jesus, time and time again, silences the religious leaders with the answers that he gives. And in chapter 22, the Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus, and they ask him a really important question that relates to our purpose. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had left the Sadducees speechless, they met together. One of them, a legal expert, tested him. "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in all the law?" Now let me stop right there. The heart of this question, although they're trying to test Jesus, the heart of this question is really a question of purpose. He's asking Jesus, all right, Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? What should we focus our lives on? What's the one thing we should work the entire rest of our lives to do? What is our purpose? Boil it down, narrow it down, give us the answer. And Jesus has this incredible response that simplifies our purpose into something that is manageable for human life. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands." I love the way that Jesus answers this question. What's the greatest commandment? What's the greatest thing we can do? What's the one thing we need to focus the rest of our lives on? And he doesn't talk about going out and doing this amazing thing. He doesn't talk about going out and completely sacrificing everything that we are and making sure that we're getting out of our comfort zone. He doesn't talk about going and doing big things or being a huge influencer. He says it boils down to three things: love God, love others, love yourself. Now notice, in those three things, what's the greatest commandment? None of those are really tangible things that you like would go out and take an action and do. Like when I think about my purpose, I'm like, all right, what's my purpose? Well, man, I'm going to go and I'm going to accomplish something. I'm going to go and I'm going to do something. And Jesus, so incredibly, says your purpose is not so much about what you do. Your purpose is more about who you love as you do what you do. Let me say that again, because we're going to unpack this. Your purpose is not so much about what you do. Your purpose is more about who you love as you do what you do. You see, this little seed, it accomplished its purpose by doing what seeds do. And I think a lot of times we have made finding our purpose a little bit difficult. If we go back to the book of Ephesians, where Paul talks about purpose, and he talks about how God created us with this purpose, he's planned for these great things. How are those great things expected to be lived out? By going and, man, just making sure that you are doing this huge, massive event that gets lots of attention, and you're being this huge influence. No. It's lived in the way we live our daily lives. Our purpose is best served in how we live our daily lives. Our purpose is best served in being who we are. Our purpose is best served by being who God created us to be. And along the way, as we do the things that make us us, we love God, we love others, and we love ourselves. Your purpose is not so much about what you do. It's about who you love as you do what you do. See, I think that we have made living our purpose a little too complicated. I think we have created this idea where figuring out our purpose and living our purpose has become something that we have to reach for, something that is difficult, something that we have to do that is big and extraordinary and out of our comfort zone, and we have to really step into our purpose. But really, our purpose is just being who we were created to be. It's not something we have to step into, because God already created us with a purpose. He's already planned it out in the way that we live our daily lives. Like, we don't wake up in the morning and be like, all right, I'm going to step into being CJ today. No, we'll just do life. And along the way, we love people. We love God. We love ourselves. We have made our purpose more about figuring out what we need to do with our lives, and Jesus simplified it. He said, your purpose is not so much about what you do, but who you love while you do what you do. And I think a lot of times we assume that our day-to-day mundane lives are not really part of our purpose. We assume that that's just part of daily life. That's what we do. We assume that our purpose is something outside of that. But what if your day-to-day mundane lives was really and truly the purpose that God has for you on this earth? You see, in the day-to-day mundane lives, we're like this seed. We put down some roots. We shoot up a stalk. Maybe put out a few leaves. And we look at our lives and we think, that's not really much. I didn't really do a whole lot. I just did life. And what we don't see is that when we just do life, and we allow God to work through us, He is doing something that is far beyond anything that we could ever, ever imagine. Here's the thing. A lot of us assume that we don't have a purpose. The 5-year-old youngest in the family assumes that everybody else in the family serves a purpose. But they're too young. And the truth is that God has created you, 5-year-old youngest in the family, to serve a purpose right now where you're at. You have a purpose. The middle-aged parents in the family that are just barely keeping your head above water, you are so crazy busy with your family and your kids and all your responsibilities that you're like, I don't even know how I would begin to find or serve a purpose, let alone go out and do it. You are serving your purpose right now. In your daily lives, in the things that you do on a day-to-day basis, you are living your purpose. To the retiree who thinks, well, I used to serve a purpose, but I don't so much anymore. My life is behind me. God has a purpose for you right now. You were created here right now to be the age you are in 2025 so that you could live God's purpose. To the person that looks at their past and says, CJ, you don't understand what I've done. And you think there's no way that I could serve a purpose because my past is too much. God has created you right now to serve a purpose in the way that you live your daily lives. Here's the beauty of all this, is that every single person in this room is going to have different interests, different passions, different hobbies, different abilities, different talents. And in the midst of all of those differences, we are going to come into contact with different people that the person sitting 2 rows in front of you may never contact. And you have the ability to love those people with the love of God just by doing the things you already love to do. And at the heart of Jesus' message, that is our purpose. To do the things that we already love to do. And to go and to love God and love others and love ourselves in the process of everything we already love to do. It's not about learning something new. It's about what God has already placed inside of us. You have a purpose. God is already using you, and He wants to continue to use you. And the beauty of the seed is that when the seed gets to the end of its life, it's only created a plant about this tall. And inevitably, when we get to the end of our lives, the tendency of humankind is to look back at our lives and assume, what did I really accomplish? I just did this much. But God looks at us and he says, no, you served your purpose. And I want to show you what your purpose did. It's far beyond anything you could ask or imagine. It's far beyond anything that you ever thought possible. Because in the midst of your daily life, you loved me, you loved others, and you loved yourself. Guys, if the people in this room could spend the rest of their lives just being who they are and working on those three things, loving God, loving others, loving ourselves, can you imagine the difference it would make in our community, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our friendship circles, in the people that we influence, in our hobbies? It would change everything. And so I give a practical challenge every single week to our students, and when I speak to you guys, I like to give you guys a practical challenge as well. I think a lot of times it's easy to forget and not even recognize the purpose that we're serving right now. We assume it has to be something big out there. And so my practical challenge today is that every day this week you would simply pray this prayer. God, would you show how you are living your purpose in my life right now? Show me how you are living your purpose in my life right now, in the normal, everyday, mundane things. Show me how you are living your purpose in my life. Let me pray that over you guys this morning. God, thank you so much for creating us with a purpose. God, I thank you for being a God that loves us enough and wants us enough that you didn't just set us aside to collect dust. God, I pray that the people in this room would recognize that their purpose is found in the things that they do on a daily basis. And I pray that you would reveal to them how you are using them in ways that are bigger and larger than they could ever imagine. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.